We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz. Johnny boy, how's it going?
Awesome, Ross. How are you?
Good. Very good.
How's life in the great, what is it, the Great North? What do they call that? What do they call you up there in Canada? Great White North, that's it.
Canada. Hey, Canada got Netflix.
Pretty oh, exciting. Yeah? Nice.
$7.99 for unlimited movies and TV and all that stuff.
Outstanding. That's
nuts. I just wish they had a huge, I think they got a huge assortment of stuff, but who knows? I'll be trying it out soon.
I never really use Netflix. I guess I should. It's just, I don't know, too many free things to download. I didn't say that. Did I say that? No. Yeah. I didn't mean that. I love Netflix. I use it all the time.
It's too easy. Too easy. Yeah. Anyway, and it's probably very, I get censored. Anyway, well, they've also got it bumping into Xbox 360 soon, which is what I have, so it'll be nice. I'll just be able to watch it all through that.
I actually saw there's a TV here that I'm thinking about getting. It has a lot. The television itself has a lot of social media stuff built into it. Like the TV has access to Facebook and Twitter and Netflix and YouTube and all this stuff built into the TV. And I was really interested to see how that's going to work.
Yeah, cause see, all those things are built into the Xbox now. Like yeah. I can go to Facebook, all those things. But I mean, I don't know. I guess it's cool to do it on the big screen, but I think it'd be more cool if I were young and, you know, I had all my friends on there and I was spending my evenings doing it. But it's like, whatever.
Yeah, one more reason not to have to get up and exercise.
Yeah, exactly. So today, I guess we should jump right into it here. First of all, sorry for not being here last week, guys. We were just absolutely swamped.
Absolutely.
And I promised we were going to get into some discussion on Google Instant. So why don't we lead off with that?
We'll do it instantly. I think we should do it instantly. I've had a lot of discussions about Google Instantly recently with different people from different taking different tacks on it and different viewpoints on it. And my overview and my take on it right now is it's just too early to tell what it's going to do. Still, I mean, there's been a couple of good reports. People put out some good data on what's going on with it, but I still think most people don't even know what it is yet.
Yeah, and some people find it overwhelming, whatever. There's lots of feedback, more feedback than anyone can really handle at this point. But the first one, of course, I went off. I went off and did my own enough of this SEO is dead crap article, and I enjoyed every second. I had to censor it a few times. I get so angry. I don't even like it when anyone uses the SEO is dead title. It just pisses me off. And I had to use it just to state, to sort of forward people to it. And I wrote it so that I could use it for the next 10 years. I can say, oh yeah, look at my article. Oh yeah, look at my article.
Well, see, I think we ought to change the whole thing. I think we should say SEO is a zombie, because every time you kill it, it comes back and like eats your brain. So SEO is a zombie.
Awesome,
love it. It's back and eats your brain. Get it?
Yep,
it's a gooder. Okay, every English teacher just. Just freaked out there. Okay. So a couple things, though, that I really wanted to share, and I've been dying to write an article. I even promised I would in my Google the SEO is dead thing, but is that there are certain things where Google Instant will have absolutely no impact. For example, how many people have you watched doing searches that are very basic? They just use the internet for doing searches. They're small business owners or whoever. They barely use it, but they use it for fun to do a few searches here and there. How often do you see them use the URL bar to do their search?
Often. It happens a lot.
And also the Google or any kind of search box in their browser. Well, those aren't going to have Google Instant.
That's true. That's very true.
I would love to see some data on that. And that's what I've been trying to put out there. I thought it would be kind of a provocative question, but I just haven't had a chance. And for all I know, someone already has. I've been checking. But I would love to see that data. And I bet you Google has it. They're just not sharing.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Without a doubt. You know, and your next point on this list is also very, very, very good. Is all of the local data that's being integrated in, and people search locally. You're absolutely correct there. So it's like, you know, how's the Instant really going to impact local search?
Also, if you're using the other side of that coin is if you're using a local based version of Google, like for example, in Google.ca, it's not turned on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, only Google.com, and around the world, only Google.com, as far as I know. Yeah. That may have changed recently, but yeah.
So I had a conversation with someone just today about this, and you know, I made the point that how long has it been around? Like a few weeks now at the most, and I've already got, you know, what I equivalent, you know, the equivalent of banner blindness to it. I automatically already ignore it. It's like it doesn't happen to me. But he, on the other hand, was saying, no, he's actively trying to use it to where he's changed his searching habits to look and use Instant. So, I personally think that his change is a little bit rarer than my banner blindness. I think the banner blindness is going to be the norm. That's just my opinion. What do you think, Ross?
That's one of those things we won't know for sure. For me, I have changed the way I search. I do. I look at it now. I'm fascinated by it, frankly, because it's another way of exploring the web.
True, and you are very similar to this gentleman I was having a conversation with. You're in the industry. We're in this industry. We pay a lot.
Too.
Yeah. Well, <anyway. laughs> I'll let you two work that out. But but I'm saying that those of us that are in this space, we pay attention to what the search engines are doing and how they're changing, and we pay a lot of attention to it. I think you two are going to be much more prone to changing the way you search based on what you see the engines doing than my mother or somebody, just a random person who's not in our industry. You know, they might say, oh, this is weird. Why is it doing this? They might think they did something wrong. You know, but I think over time, most people that are not really focused on these kind of changes are just going to end up ignoring it or not even realize it's impacting the way they search.
Yeah. I'd be very interested to see. And I wonder how much data is going to be shared, because the fact that they haven't shared how people search at this point, frankly, mm-hmm. In terms of medium and what they've been, there's got to be some studies out there on how people search.
I'm sure there are. So did you see the – I think it was SEO Moz did an article with some real data tied to this instant search. I think it was last week or so, where they were looking – they looked at a bunch of parameters as from these searches. They took a bunch of phrases and searches, and they were really tying these searches to this big rumor that went around when Instant was first launched. People were saying, oh, it's going to kill the long tail. It's going to kill the long tail. Well, Rand and his team did some data. So they put some real data behind it. And I'm kind of trying to look for this article as we're talking so I can give you the URL, but my computer's not working right. Anyway, but what he found in general, and I can't give you the exact quote because I can't pull it up, is that it's not impacting long tail anywhere near people were predicting. So I think a lot of this initial, you know, it's going to do this, it's going to do that, is just panic. Because, you know, when real data is starting to come out, it's proven that there's not – well, we're not seeing a huge impact yet at all.
I personally think it – I think I've seen a couple arguments either way. I'm still siding on the fact that it actually improves the long tail because people will see – I don't know. Like, yes, you do see the Walmarts and all those guys popping up as you type or whatever. But the thing is, as you go, you're going to end up getting more detailed searches provided to you. And I don't know. I'm trying to put it into words, I guess. Like, will Google Instant kill the long tail? I just typed that in. Well, will Google Instant? And then it showed me, will Google Instant kill the long tail? Well, that's a long tail phrase if there's ever been one.
Yeah, that sounds like a long tail phrase to me.
So, I've been finding more long tail results. That's why I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? What you mentioned earlier that you know people searching for via the browser bar. We also have to remember that one browser in particular, which has approximately 7% of the market right now, Chrome. That's the only way you do search, the browser bar. So there's a, and there, I just checked just to make sure there is absolutely no Instant in Chrome's when you're searching in Chrome's browser bar. No. So
now the one thing I did find, which was interesting and may make me look, maybe totally make me wrong here, is the fact that within Google Android 2.1, which I just got over the air upgrade to, woohoo, on my Magic phone, if you do a search and start typing, and I don't know if this is the greatest idea for mobile. I mean, I see the advantages, but it does Google Instant. But in a different way, it's more Google Suggest, Google Instant.
I can see how Suggest would be really, really handy in a mobile device versus Google Instant, which I don't think would really be that useful in a mobile device.
Yeah, now with the loading time, right? Sorry, I got mixed up. So Google Suggest is working, but even that's not working that well. It's got to have a pretty standard, like, good connection. I mean, if you're on Wi-Fi, it would, but I was using 3G, and it was just a little bit chunky. You know, it took a while for stuff to come down. So anyways, well, you know what? I'm sure we've got a few more things to talk about, but we're going to first a break, and when we get back, we'll talk a little more.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
What is this? Why is my website not ranking higher?
Well, sounds like you could use a link building report from SEOFox.com.
What's that?
You can't rank without good backlinks. And SEOFox.com's link building report lets you enter domains and compare their backlinks. It gives a detailed report that shows you why each domain ranks where it does, and it reduces the time it takes to find more links. With SEOFox.com's link building report, you can find more links, use their search marketing services to find more links, or better yet, they could even build your own backlinks.
So you think you're pretty sly with that SEOFox link building report?
Sly like a fox.
Get your link building report today at SEOFox.com. That's SEOFox.com.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebOffer.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online news release and content distribution service.
It's time to get inside with Affiliate Marketing Insider. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for Medias, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we're discussing some about Google Instant and, you know, our take on it and where we think it's going. And we've been gone where it's going. Really, it's been more about what's happening now and really what can be made in terms of, I don't know, it's all conjecture at this point, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it really is. And where it's going is a real good question, though. It's like, how's this going to change things? Is it going to change things? And like we said earlier, I think it's still just too early to know what it's going to change, if anything.
And for everyone else, it doesn't change any results. Like in terms of this, your results are the same. And same thing with AdWords. Everyone's freaking out about AdWords and AdSense and all this stuff. Well, it's a 3-second pause. For anyone who doesn't know this, 3 seconds is how long it takes before an impression is counted on your AdWords, or thing of any advertising of any case through Google. So,
right. They did say that there was a Google Webmaster Tools blog post that talked about the impressions count inside of Webmaster Tools, and it is impacting that. So you're going to see an increase in impressions for keywords. So let's say you're ranked in the top 4 or 5 for a term. If that term is being impacted by Google Instant, you will see an amount of impressions spike based on Google Instant within Google Webmaster Tools, which will impact your click-through rates, you know, of course. But I haven't seen it personally, but that's just what they said in their blog post, that's potential.
That's really weird. I mean, that doesn't jive with any logic. That Google's pretty logical. There's one thing it's fairly logical, and you'd think what that 3-second pause would be applied to the same thing.
I would think so, but you also got to remember that Google is very segmented in the teams that it works with. So the Google AdWords 3-second pause might be built into that system, very hard coded into the AdWords system, and they might just have to recreate it for the Webmaster Tools system, and they just haven't done it yet. Something like that. It wouldn't be like a separate module that they could just plug into each system,
I guess. Anyway, that's fascinating. I hadn't heard that yet. So, what else here? Anything else you want to add before we jump onto the next?
Don't worry about it, basically. If Google Instant's causing you to stress, stop stressing. It's not going to, I think someone mentioned it's not as big an impact to your SEO efforts as a basic Google algorithm shift. So it's not that big a deal. You know, if you're stressing, stop stressing.
Yeah, there's no point anyway. Resistance is futile.
Yeah, just watch. if you come up with anything interesting, let us know and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. Post a question or anything you've noticed on our Facebook profile. What is it? I always forget this because I've looked at too many or not.
It's facebook.com/SEO101podcast.
Podcast. Right. Gotcha. Okay. All right, so let's move on.
Should I write you a little note, or we can write it on your hand, Ross? We'll just write it.
I'll get a tattoo. <There you go. laughs> Oh, man. Okay, let's see here. Rich, now we're going to sort of jump around a bit here. There's a couple things that we found in the news today that we thought were interesting. For one thing, rich snippets are – see, I'm not sure this is 100% news so much as it's being improved on. Google Local is so essentially the Google.
Did you know that 40% of patients have switched healthcare providers because of a poor digital experience? It's true. For today's healthcare organizations, it's all about delivering seamless, secure patient experiences that drive confidence and loyalty across every app and device. Say so long to passwords. One thumbprint or facial scan is all it takes with Ping Identity. See why identity is the key to effortless experiences that keep patients coming back. Visit pingidentity.com to learn more.
One box that everyone sees is now supporting rich snippets. Now, in the example they show, is that the Google One box? Or is it the... Well, it doesn't show it anymore. Where did I put it? Curses.
I was looking for your example, and I don't see it.
There, it's going up now. No, that, okay, that's actually search results, not the... okay, so if you're doing searches, local searches, they're actually showing that information in there now. See, the Urban Spoon is showing results about a pizza house in New York, and it's showing that it's got 9 reviews and what the reviews are, so it's, in this case, 4 out of 5, and then the price range. Now, this isn't helping rankings, but it is helping click-throughs, according to Google, Google's research, and it makes sense.
Now, is this is standard organic results, not just local search, correct? Because I've seen this in quite a few places, and this has been around for a little while as far as putting reviews in. Price range, this is the first time I've seen price range. But I can tell you the way to get this to happen on your site, first of all, is to have a relatively huge site from a content perspective. The larger your site is from a content, the more authoritative you are as a content source, the better chance you are to get these kind of features added into your search listings. But the primary way to get them added in is by using micro formats in your coding on your web page. So if you're not real familiar with micro formats, there's the easiest one for most of the SEOs out there to understand is the nofollow tag. Rel equals is a micro format. And the micro format is just another little attribute that you can add to different tags. And there's, I think if you go to microformats.org, there's an entire site about all these things. And they're used for a lot of things. But search is starting to use them more and more. And this is a great example, Ross. So the reviews, there's a micro format tag for reviews. And if you're using that micro format tag on your pages, there's a much better chance that Google will pick up those review, the stars and the numbers of reviews, and put them in your search listing.
Yeah, and I really see this being expanded more and more over the years. And one thing that's going to be key, and I think Bing's going to be I think they already are pretty much the leader in this area, and that's the search of some of these micro formats. Like, let's order these by price range, order the results. You know, you could start to refine the searches as you go. Well, Google's going to do the same thing. When it gets more of these micro formats out there, it just makes sense. And I'm pretty excited about it. Like, for example, Accent Inns, one of a hotel chain in British Columbia here that I do marketing for, they, local results are key for them. And in their case, they're fairly reasonable. Like, they're much more reasonable than the average hotel, but they've also got a nice place to stay. So I'm thinking this could be a really good advantage for them. They may not show up next to the Hilton chain. You know, the competition's just fierce. But if the price looks right, then that gives them an extra boost. So I think there's some real advantages here.
Yeah, definitely. It's in a SERP listing, anything you can do to separate yourself from the pack is going to improve your click-through rate. And if you have a bunch of little review stars and you have some price ranges, some data that the other SERP results don't have, you're going to get some better click-throughs for sure.
Yeah, and one thing that I should have added to our notes today and really got me excited was I think it was a couple weeks ago, they showed some examples of local results being tested, a new local test pattern, and layout on Google. And it showed, instead of a map being at the top, it's going to be on the right. And as you scroll on the page, it moves with your page. Pretty wild stuff. Wild. And of course, Google AdWords below that. So there's some issues there for some AdWords people.
There's going to be AdWords everywhere.
Yeah, well, see, the AdWords people, of course, don't get as many options to get found. But, you know, that's a local search. Someone's going to be doing it there to get that. You know, this is supposed to be refined, as Google's always said that is that they value providing a better service than focusing entirely on AdSense or AdWords, I mean.
Right.
So anyway, what the other good thing about that was instead of just showing your reviews, how many reviews you had, they were showing the quality of review. And that is a mandatory update. They've got to improve that. I mean, there's sites getting or companies getting number one rankings on local results that have absolutely dismal reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That should be part of the ranking process.
I don't disagree, but I don't think it'll happen. I think Google is trying to keep itself as non-committal as possible. I know they want to share the best results for their search result, but I don't think, at least not in the short term, they're going to take the sentiment of a review and apply it to the ranking. So if a site has a bunch of negative reviews and one positive, I don't think sentiment is going to be part of the ranking yet. I wouldn't be surprised eventually if it was. But I think it's too early.
They're going to have to be careful, I agree. And, but the one thing that they could do to really split hairs is to have an easy button to just rank by sentiment. Simple as that.
Yeah, that would be,
then
that would be good.
Then you're opting to do it, and that's different. And they could even have a little beta button or a beta thing over that. You know, they love doing that.
That's a great idea, actually. That's a real good idea.
And then voila, you know, you get to really see because, yeah, it's just not right how some of these guys are getting top rankings and they're – just
and how easy would it be for you to go into, you know, hire a group out of India that has a bunch of, you know, IP proxies to go in and totally, you know, destroy somebody's sentiment on their local search and so they never show up. All your competitors have, you know, 100 negative comments or 100 negative rankings or stars and you have 100 positives. You know, it's relatively simple to do at this point. If that was like part of the algorithm, it'd be easy to manipulate.
It's there's no doubt it's scary. If someone wanted to screw with anyone online, though, it's pretty simple these days, unfortunately.
Yeah, but unfortunately, that's way too true.
Which is why I just leave that to guys like Matt Gutz, you know, smarter guys than me that can just focus on trying to clean this stuff out. And I mean,
he has a company in India. Matt Cutts has an Indian company that does that?
They can certainly see the signals.
Oh, all right.
All of a sudden, in any case, I think that there could be a lot of improvement. But I do like the fact that the local results will be improving soon. I've seen a lot of examples being thrown around out there of people seeing an entirely different format for local results, and there needs to be improvement there.
Well, that's actually a really good segue into another topic on this list is how messed up Google's has been this week as far as the business listings.
God, yeah. Anyway, for that, let's take a quick break, and we'll jump right into that right after this.
Yeah.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Every affiliate marketer wants to build their own empire. Lavish trips, new cars, fancy threads. You know, be the talk of the town. That's why I found my empire with Empire Media. They work around the clock to customize my campaign. They have the connections, the clout, and the custom offers to monetize my website at every move. My website is measured and monetized to the max thanks to Empire Media. Look up empiremedia.com, empyremedia.com, and find out how fulfilling full-service affiliate marketing can be. Empire Media, reign over your competition.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them.
And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
The WordPress Community Podcast, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we're just discussing local search results, and now we're getting into how, well, frankly, messed up Google's local has been lately, and, well, frankly, all the results, but Google local has been a nightmare lately. So why don't you jump into that, John?
So, if anybody doesn't know, this week, which is like the, what is this, the third week in September, in case you're listening to this like next year sometime, they've had some issues. Business listings were disappearing from Google Maps. There's an insurgent of duplicate and merge issues. Reviews and statistics are gone. Rankings were changing dramatically. People reporting that we don't support this location when last week they had a listing. So there's a lot. There was a lot of stuff happening. I don't know if they're making some kind of major change on the back end and something got screwed up, but there was some issues. Personally, I first saw it earlier this week, and we do some local search stuff for some national chains, and part of that is an audit process where we'll go out and we'll verify that they're name, address, and phone number at minimum are the same across all their local listings in Yahoo and Google and everywhere that they're at, City Search, Yelp, the whole deal. And everything was great. And then we get to the Google portion of it, and where they had, 300 locations were fine the last time we did this audit, all of a sudden only 30 of them were correct. And I was like, okay, something happened. So we're talking, was that 90% of the listings in this one case were impacted? So it was a big issue this week. Did you notice anything personally, Ross, with any of your clients, or?
Nothing that really stood out. No, but I wasn't exactly focusing on any local this week, so I'm somewhat glad I didn't, because it would have really set me off.
It was a bit stressful, or like, okay, what the hell happened? But luckily, we live in a world where we have the internet, and we have a pretty vocal community in the SEO world. And you can go online and you can see that, okay, it's not just us, thank God. But at the same time, you have to explain it to your client, saying, well, here's the situation. So I think things are fixed at this point, but I'm still being very cautious and watching things pretty closely.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't react too much to anything like that. If there's any kind of alteration that seems sudden and odd and out of place for a ranking, for a local, for anything like that, just assume it's temporary. Never panic. It's just not worth it. I think I would be dead by now if I did that for every glitch that was going on Google. It'd just be ridiculous. Or any search engine, for that matter.
That's an outstanding point, Ross. You just got to go with the flow in this industry.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's part of the fun. You're always changing. I realize it's not so much when you've got every dime resting on your ranking. But then again, that's a lot of eggs in one basket, people.
So, but the important thing is to be on top of it. The worst case scenario this week for me would have been if my client called me and said, hey, 270 minute listings aren't there anymore. What's going on? That's worst case scenario. If you're on top of it and you say, okay, I know what's going on, I see this problem, and you preemptively communicate to your client and you say, hey, look, something's happening now at Google. This is the situation. We're watching it. We're on top of it. We'll let you know as soon as something changes, as soon as we can figure out when it's going to be fixed or how we can fix it. If you're real proactive with people that way, it's going to be a much, much better long-term relationship between you and your client than if your client comes to you and says, hey, this is broken, what's going on? And you say, don't know. So stay on top of things for sure.
Very true. And I want to preface something I just said a minute ago all about that, rankings don't have all your eggs in one basket. I was thinking about saying, that's kind of unfair if I don't put a little background behind that. We only got a couple minutes here, but I wanted to state that, we're SEOs. We do believe that rankings are important in some regards, but really what we're talking about is traffic that's converting doesn't have to come from search engine rankings. It can come from partnerships with other businesses. It can come from close allies in terms of past customers that are talking about you, and come from social marketing. There's so many different avenues. Don't completely rely on Google. I mean, it's back in the Florida update. When was that? I forget now. It's been ages ago. But yeah. When everyone lost everything before Christmas, that was a real wake-up call for a lot of people not to focus entirely on it, on search engine rankings. And I can't stress enough that that's a very important thing to do. Always diversify, you know, protect yourself.
I completely agree, Ross. And the way I've been explaining to my clients in the, for the past few months, because I actually came up with a new way to help them understand this from a marketing perspective, is your goal is to make money. Your goal is to sell a product. Your goal is to get someone to give you their email address, to fill out a form. Those are goals. Rankings are not your goals. From a marketing perspective, rankings are KPIs. They're one of your key performance indicators. So you know if you're ranking better. You don't want to ignore them, because they do show you some good information about and give you some metrics to go off of. But it's not your goal. It's a performance indicator. So if you're ranking better on this term, you know your performance towards your goal is going to be much better. You know, and you should have many performance indicators. But if you keep that separation in mind, that the ranking is not the goal. The goal is to make money. The ranking is an indicator on how well you are doing towards your goals. That's a good way to keep look at it. So if your rankings fluctuate, you've got other KPIs that might be doing better, then you don't have to stress as much.
You know what we should do? I think next show, barring a whole bunch of questions from everyone, which would be great. Next show, we should focus on what elements of SEO that aren't just based on rankings. No, it's to do with being found. It's to do with backing. Yeah. Well, we'll figure out how to word it. And maybe you can help me with it. But right now, I'm really having a bad word day.
but a good hair day.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. yeah. So I would really like to put something out there about how people can back up these sort of things. You know, don't.
That's a great idea. And I'm working on a private project that ties right in with that. So I've got a bunch of stuff I can add to that conversation or our prep notes.
Awesome. And I am embarrassed to say we didn't get to the one question we did get to. So we're going to get to that next week. So MBM Furniture, please be patient. We will get to you next week. And we'll hopefully have a few others to add to them as well.
His question could be a show on its own, I think. It's actually a really good question.
Good.
Should we at least tease them with what the question was?
Sure, go for it.
Oh, you're going to make me look it up. All right, no. So basically, his question is, what are the top five things to focus on when starting an SEO program on your own? Which is a great question, especially for our audience, and I think that could be a show all by itself.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do an extra long show. We'll see. It's all to do with how much time we got, but I think that would be kind of cool to do. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, Director of Organic Search for MediaWiz, thanks for joining us today. My Twitter ID is at Ross Dunn, and John?
I'm at John Carcutt.
So thanks for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Join us next week, Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. And we'll have more to say, as always.
We'll just jabber along. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Have a good week.